Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. You're invited to participate in a survey. Are not the words most of us look forward to in an email or online connection of some sort, but that's what the Kentucky Horse Council is asking of its members and horse owners across the state. Council Executive Director Katie Ross.
Yes, the American Horse Council is doing an industry economic impact study. They last did this in 2005, so they felt that this was the time to do a new study and get a better grasp on what the industry is looking like today.
Ross says completing the survey won't take that long, and the information gathered in aggregate gives the equine industry concrete data for economic and legislative activities.
It takes 10 to 15 minutes. It is a slightly detailed study. There are a lot of questions, and it's interactive, so it moves you to the next question based on what you've just answered. So it'll be shorter for some people than it is for others, but it will take you 10 to 15 minutes.
Ross says they are not only asking recipients of the e-survey to complete the questionnaire, but also encouraging them to e-blast it to all equine enthusiasts that they know of.
There are six sections of this survey, so it applies to owners, youth, competitions, rescue sanctuaries, therapy, academia, and then there's a separate survey being sent out to racetracks and advanced deposit wagering companies as well.
Again, these numbers provide the factual basis, for example, for industry legislative requests at the state and national level. We'll be right back.
I couldn't get work opportunities without a high school diploma.
I said, it's time for me to go back to school, get my GED, and further my education.
It was a feeling that I cannot explain. Once I received that GED, I decided to keep going to college and do something.
My son and I, we are stable. I pay the bills. I'm able to do all that because I got my GED.
Kentucky Adult Education, your future starts here. Contact your local Kentucky Adult Education Center today to begin building skills for credentials, college, and career. This ad sponsored by Kentucky Adult Education.
Back with the Kentucky Horse Council's Katie Ross on that National Equine Economic Impact Study, she says all responses are completely anonymous and confidential and very important to Kentucky.
It is. One of the things that was an option for us was to do a state breakout. The study is looking at the national level, and we were given an option to pay an additional amount to look at Kentucky specifically. So because the last time we did an economic impact study in Kentucky was 5 years ago, we felt that it would be good to get a gauge from sort of a higher level of what the equine industry in Kentucky is looking like right now. So as many Kentucky residents that participate as possible will give us a better idea of what's happening on our state level as well.
The survey ends August 18. Complete details online at info@kentuckyhorse.org. And that wraps up today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.